Today on Real Radio.
There's enough of you in here tonight that if you said tonight, I am going to serve God no matter what. There's enough here in this room to change this nation, let alone this church. But you know, some of you, you don't step out because you believe in the power of the enemy to attack you more than God's ability to protect you.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in the Old Testament book of Judges. We're in a mini-series that's taken from chapter 9. Remember, the period of the Judges is a volatile one in the history of Israel, as this section of the Old Testament illustrates. It also shows how times haven't changed as the nation continues to live under continuous threat from her neighbors. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a mini-series called Kingdoms in Conflict.
What the sin was in Abimelech's mind and heart began to affect an entire nation. Look, I don't care what your opinion is on what I'm about to say. I'm not bringing this up for political reasons at all. But many years ago, when there was a certain crime committed in the Oval Office under another president... When I say crime, it was a security breach. I am not talking about the sexual stuff that went on. I'm not talking about all that stuff. I'm not even talking about that. I am talking about the breach of security in our White House. I'm just talking legal right here. It was against the law for a person that had only that clearance to be in the Oval Office with the commander-in-chief and citizen number one of this nation for national security issues. It was illegal for that person of that low status to be in that room with that man alone, just on national security issues alone. Forget about the immorality. I'm not talking about that. Something could have happened in that room that night or that day or whatever that could have led to that president's death, which would have directly affected your life. Think, what one person decides affects others. And you and I are tempted to be thinking thoughts when Satan comes knocking on our door to offer to us maybe some sort of self-gratifying ambition that we begin then to use deceit to bring about what's going to satisfy us. And what happens? We wind up manipulating. Abimelech did that. In our day and our age, somebody would say things like this. Well, if it doesn't affect me, I don't care what goes on. I can't tell you how incredibly naive and myopic that thought process is. You want to know why? You can say something today about what you may be doing. I'm not talking about you. I'm just making this up right now. I'm not talking to you. If the Holy Spirit's talking to you, then he's talking to you. But nobody called me and said, hey, this guy's going to be here tonight, so say this. No one told me nothing. I'm just saying that if you think that you can do your thing and not hurt anybody, it's impossible. Impossible. Well, nobody knows. First of all, God knows. Second of all, the Bible promises us your sin shall find you out. You know what that means? You ever seen those Eat at Joe's restaurant signs, neon? It's red neon. It's got a finger like this. It goes, And God says, I love you so much that if you don't repent, if you don't come to me, I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. And he'll do it. Say, Pastor, what I'm doing, nobody knows about. Are you a Christian? Yep. Then hang on to your seat, because God's going to go, you right there, row 49, aisle 3. He'll do it. Why? Because if you belong to him and you won't repent of it, he'll make it public. So stop it. Are you flirting with Bubbles or Rocky at work? Stop it. Stop. You know, listen, do you have a stack of erasers that you've somehow inadvertently stolen from the office? Take them back. You say, erasers? Hey, you didn't buy those erasers. You stole them. Take them back. Whatever it is, what's he talking to you about? And what is it in your life? There may be something. Abimelech didn't have this conscience. He was building his own kingdom. Very dangerous. What you and I do privately affects other people. There's no doubt about it. We need to be reminded of that. It's very important. Christians, we need to be concerned about what's going on around us, and we have to stop being so, what's the word? I don't know what the word is. I don't think it's politically correct. But I'll give you two things that I inserted in my notes that are realities. When somebody says, as long as what's going on doesn't affect me, it's okay with me. You ever heard that? Yeah. It's very popular to say that. All right. Whatever. Okay. As long as what they're doing doesn't affect me. Play this one out, because this is a real problem. This is real. When somebody says that, you need to keep this in mind. When a certain somebody drinks in private and gets drunk in private, what they do doesn't, as long as it doesn't affect me, they can do whatever they want to do. I understand what you're saying, I think, but watch this. When some stranger drinks in private and then goes out behind the wheel of a vehicle in public and kills your son, let me remind you, you said whatever he did in private, whatever he does, as long as it doesn't affect me, I don't care about it. Someone was sinning privately and then went public and killed a son. All of a sudden, what you would march down the street for to defend someone's rights in their own privacy, I understand that spirit, but it's not so black and white. Because when you take what's private and make it public, you can kill people. What somebody does privately and they wind up getting AIDS and then they sleep with girl, with guy, with girl, with guy, and passes on a death sentence. What they did privately now affects many, many other people. What I do tomorrow at 2:00 in the afternoon affects you, affects my kids, my wife, the Christian witness. No man lives and dies unto himself. We pursue things that would offend Christ and destroy the witness of the church when we have our own ambition. And it's a sad thing. It's a destructive thing, of course. And then example number two. This is too prevalent. A man watching pornography by himself in his own room, alone, goes outside into the world, filled with burning lust. If you're a man in here, raise your hand. You're just a man. That's all I'm asking. Are you a male? Raise your hand. Ladies, I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know how it is for a woman, because I ain't one. But when a man has lust, when it's burning, that's why the Bible says that a man should get married rather than burn with lust. You know how accurate the Bible is? Lust literally burns in a man's person. It actually burns. I mean, it's like heartburn. It's a burning. When someone has sown to pornography, privately, long, whatever they do in their own private, not my business, I don't really care. I understand what you're saying. Until they leave their hotel room, or they leave their apartment, or they leave that pervert shop, and they go into the public world and rape your daughter. All of a sudden, what they did privately has affected you very publicly. It's a very, very, very real situation. It affects us when someone sins. Listen, how do we stay away? How do we not become like Abimelech? Listen, jot it down. Meditate on it. Psalm 1, verse 1. says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord," or the word of God, "and in his law he meditates in it day and night." Why? Here's the fruit of it. "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." Doesn't that sound great? "That brings forth its fruit in its seasons, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whether he goes, he shall prosper. The ungodly are not like that, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away." And then Proverbs 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." What a great thing that is. But look at verse 23. Verse 23 says, "And God sent a spirit of ill." That is, some of your translations correctly translated, a demonic spirit, "between Abimelech and the sons," or the men, "of Shechem." And look what the result is. This demonic activity began to stir up strife between Abimelech and his former comrades. Remember, Abimelech had killed 70 sons of Gideon. And here the Bible says that God sends. You say, did God just send a demon on him? Better translated to understand it this way: God allowed a demon to attack him. Now that opens up an amazing thing that we need to be reminded every minute of every hour. Think about the darkness and the power of evil that God is holding back at any given time. You realize that? Hey, listen to this. You think things are pretty bad in the world right now and getting worse? They're pretty bad and they're getting worse. But you know what? The Bible makes it very clear, and some of you need to hear this, because you've maybe been told differently about this, that when the rapture takes place, the scripture says in Thessalonians, "He who hinders will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed," the Antichrist, "whom the Lord shall consume with the brightness of his coming, the son of perdition, the one who works lawlessness in the earth." The Holy Spirit is holding back evil as you and I sit here right now, all around the world. But there's going to come a day, once the rapture happens, the Holy Spirit doesn't leave the earth. Some of you have been told by some books or whatever, how's anybody going to get saved when the rapture happens and the Holy Spirit's gone? He never leaves. The word in the Greek is, and those of you who played football, you got this perfectly in your mind here in a second. The word that's used is of a blocker on a football team. Offensively, he's blocking, holding back the defensive attack to let the quarterback throw the ball or to blow that hole open so that running back can go through. The defense is holding, holding, holding. And listen, if you didn't like your quarterback, you know, you taught quarterbacks this lesson in practice. You would go like this and you'd just let your opponent go right through. That's exactly the word in the Greek regarding the Holy Spirit once the rapture happens. He doesn't go anywhere. The Holy Spirit's holding back evil, and then the scripture says he's going to relax. He's going to let the floodgate of evil advance. Man, that's going to be radical. Thank God that the Lord could come back at any time for the believer. May it be tonight. But listen, the Spirit of God is holding down evil now as we sit here. And when the Spirit of God steps aside, men are going to go nuts. Evil like no one has ever seen before. The Lord can remove his protection from any individual at any given time, even right now. What happened to Abimelech? The Lord removed his protection on this man's life. What happens? An evil spirit, a demonic spirit, comes after him and begins to shake things up. Listen to this. The Bible does speak, by the way, of angels. You know that. In Hebrews 1:14, it says, "Are they not angels, all the ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for those who are the heirs of salvation?" Did you know that? Hebrews 1:14 says, concerning those who are Christians and those who are coming to faith in Christ, that angels are dispatched to watch over them. You know this. The world picked it up and made a term out of it so long ago called your guardian angel. That's where they got that from. An angel is dispatched to every heir of salvation. That's amazing. I'm grateful for my angel very much. Though it's true, demons work for Satan. They are in his club. They're under his immediate domain. Everything, including Satan himself, is under the watchful eye of God. In 1 Samuel 16:14, the Bible says, "But the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, departed from Saul, and a distressing evil spirit from the Lord troubled him." You see the removal? The Spirit of God, Saul sinned, and the Spirit of God moved away from King Saul, and an evil spirit came upon him. This is kind of hard for some to believe, but it's here in the Bible, and it's true nonetheless. Even a believer, for good reasons, we know from Scripture, can be afflicted by demonic power. 2 Corinthians 12:7 says, "And because of the surpassing greatness," Paul is speaking of the revelations that has been given to him, "for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given unto me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from being exalted." Paul the Apostle said that. Paul understood that by the revelation of God, that for him to stay usable in ministry, he understood that the Lord allowed a demonic spirit to keep him humble. You say, "Man, that's in the Bible. I said it, 2 Corinthians 12:7. The next thing is, okay, now it's in the Bible. May that never happen to me. But wait a minute. Don't you want to be so effective for God that such a thing would have to happen? I mean, it's like God is putting a governor or a throttle on Paul. I want to keep using you, Paul, till the day you die. But I've given you so much information about the gospel, the kingdom, and everything, your head's going to get pumped up if I don't allow you to suffer through this sickness that, according to the Scripture, was brought on by a spiritual attack. Church, listen, please be encouraged. And if I don't get any further than this, I can't believe how far I'm not getting tonight. You guys, listen, please trust the Lord. All of us need to trust Him more. And all of us have never, including myself, we've never trusted Him fully. We don't know what that's like to go out all the way. We're all kids and sheep, and we're all growing. So I say that humbly, but we all need to trust Him. And listen, there's enough of you in here tonight that if you said tonight, "I am going to serve God no matter what," there's enough here in this room to change this nation, let alone this church. But you know, some of you, you don't step out because you believe in the power of the enemy to attack you more than God's ability to protect you. Oh, you're a Christian, you're going to heaven, and you love the Lord. But you're very timid, and you're fearful, and you're scared, because if you really became usable to the Lord, you might draw attention from the forces of darkness. And then you might have a bad dream. You might see something float across your living room that's not supposed to float. Something might go on and you're saying, "I can't handle that." Of course you can't handle that. That's why God is in your life. He handles it. Christian, get out there and say, "Lord, I'm going to serve you no matter what." Don't let the fearful intimidation of the enemy keep you sidelined and sterile for the rest of your spiritual existence. It ain't worth it. You don't want to live like that, wondering, "Well, I wonder what I could have done for God." Don't let him win. Some lives here tonight, you're letting him win. Don't let him win. The Lord who is on your side and for you and with you is greater. So what you're saying, "Jack, wait a minute. Saul, King Saul was given a spirit. Does that mean a Christian can be possessed?" Nope, absolutely not. Here's the reason why. Mark it, get ready, write it down. Number one is this: a Christian can be oppressed. That's clear in Scripture. We just talked about Paul. Oppressed means intimidated or attacked. To be brought to the place or to the temptation of the enemy to bring that believer to the place to say, "I'm going to sit in the corner and give up." Oppression. It's spiritual oppression. Okay? Number two is what has been termed as suppression, or to be suppressed. Christians can experience satanic or demonic suppression. What does that word mean? Silencing. To be brought to a place where you are so under spiritual attack that you have been silenced, as it were. You are terrified. That can happen. Oppression, suppression, But the believer cannot be possessed, that is, controlled. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, "What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God." He's in you. He's not going to hang a bait. He's not going to hang us. Hey, there's an opening down here. You can come on in here. He loves you. He's so jealous of you. He's not going to share you with some demon. Yeah, but I got a demon of tobacco. You don't have a demon of tobacco. You need to ask the Lord, and if you have, keep asking Him for strength and victory, and ask Him to make you sick the next time you want tobacco. But you don't have any demon of tobacco, and oh man, you know what? I got a demon of the... No, if you're a Christian, you do not either. God will not share His temple with some furry demon. Ain't gonna happen. Won't happen. Can't happen biblically. 1 Corinthians 6:19. "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you?" Well, right there, I ought to close the door on the case right there. "Whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body and your spirit, which belongs to God." A Christian cannot be possessed. Second, under this point tonight, defending what will never last. Defending what will never last. Verse 26 says, "Now Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brothers." This guy shows up on the scene. Now watch this. "And went over to Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their confidence in him." That's this guy Gaal. "So they went out into the fields and gathered grapes from their vineyards and trod them and made merry." That is, they got drunk. "And they went into the house of their god," lowercase g, some idol, "and they ate and drank," and this is almost funny if it wasn't so sad, "and cursed Abimelech." Now, Abimelech had it coming. But listen to this. Abimelech, who got everything by conniving and cheating and stealing, now some guy shows up and begins to do the same thing Abimelech did. Is that not like the world? Doesn't the world say things like, dog eat dog? That's what's going on. Now this guy shows up and says, "Hey, men of Shechem." And the scripture says, they, the men of Shechem, put their trust in this guy. Last week, Abimelech was saying, "Put your trust in me, and we'll overthrow this whole stupid thing. We'll do it my way." 3 years later, same thing is now happening.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a mini-series called Kingdoms in Conflict. It's a look at the Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 9. Currently, Pastor Jack is also teaching a series called Life and the Bible. It's taken from many parts of Scripture that contain practical wisdom on how to live and deal with the issues we experience in everyday life. So far, we've offered some of the DVDs in this series, Being a Christian in Your Relationships, Being a Christian at Your Job, and so forth. Well, now we're offering Being a Christian in Your Home. And for a gift of any amount, in support of Real Radio, we'll send you Pastor Jack's message on DVD called Being a Christian in Your Home. It's part of the series called Life and the Bible. Whether you call, click, or write, be sure and mention it by title, Being a Christian in Your Home. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or if you'd like, you can send in your contribution to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And you can always visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
You Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.